Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than a CVS receipt? Yeah, me too. We're constantly bombarded with demands, work, family, social obligations, the ever-present scroll of our phones. It's enough to make anyone want to pull their hair out. But what if I told you there was a way to not just manage this chaos, but actually thrive in it? That's right, folks. We're diving into the art of prioritizing tasks effectively, turning that overwhelming list into a roadmap for daily wins. Here's the deal. Effective prioritization isn't about doing everything on your list, it's about doing the right things. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. You wouldn't spend all your time collecting random mushrooms if you could be slaying dragons, right? We want to conquer those big goals, those dragons that truly matter. So, how do we become the master prioritizers we were always meant to be? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. The power of the why. Ever started a project with gusto only to lose steam halfway through? That's because you lost sight of the why. Before you even think about tackling your tasks, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Connect each task to your bigger goals. Is it contributing to that promotion you're aiming for? Helping you become a better parent? Knowing your why keeps you motivated and focused on what truly matters. 2. The Eisenhower Matrix. Your strategic sorting hat. This bad boy helps you categorize tasks based on urgency and importance. Think of it as a sorting hat, but instead of putting you in Gryffindor or Slytherin, it puts you in one of 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Suddenly, those overwhelming lists become manageable. You can tackle the urgent and important first, schedule time for the important but not urgent stuff that's your long-term gain. Delegate or eliminate the urgent but not important, and let go of anything that falls in the neither urgent nor important category. 3. Time blocking. Your secret weapon against distractions. You know how it goes, you start the task with good intentions, and suddenly you're down a rabbit hole of cat videos on YouTube. Time blocking helps you avoid this procrastination trap. Schedule specific blocks of time for each task. It's like giving your brain a clear instruction manual. From 9 to 10 a.m., we're tackling that report, no distractions allowed. 4. The power of saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Learning to say no to unnecessary commitments frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter. Think of it as self-care for your productivity, you're saying yes to your goals by saying no to distractions. 5. The 2-minute rule. Small wins lead to big successes. Find a task that takes less than 2 minutes. Do it now. Checking off small tasks adds momentum and creates a sense of accomplishment. This helps prevent those little things from piling up and becoming overwhelming monsters later on. Now let me paint you a picture. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and suddenly you feel that familiar panic rising. But then you remember the wisdom you gained from today's episode. You take a deep breath, apply the Eisenhower Matrix, schedule time blocks for your most important tasks, politely decline that extra project request, and bam. You're in control. Think about it. You've just navigated the stressful situation with calm and confidence thanks to the power of prioritization. That's what this podcast is all about, equipping you with the tools to not just survive, but truly thrive in today's crazy world. So remember, folks, effective prioritization isn't a magic trick, it's a skill that takes practice and conscious effort. But with these 5 key takeaways, you're well on your way to becoming a master prioritizer, conquering your tasks and achieving those goals. Ready to put this into action? Go ahead and schedule some time in your calendar for the next episode. We'll be diving into the art of stress management, because who needs stress when we can have calm and confidence, right? Until then, keep it real, keep it moving, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.